is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, popular speaker, and the author of 20 books, including the book Feminist Fantasies, that reveals the feminist influence on the media, on college campuses, and right in your children's classrooms. Now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
A second grader who pointed a pencil and made shouting noises in a Suffolk, Virginia elementary school is the latest to be suspended in zero-tolerance gun incidents. Although the teacher wrote on the suspension notice, "I told him to stop, and he did," she nevertheless reported the incident to the next level, and the principal suspended the 7-year-old and his fellow pencil-wielding classmate for 2 days. A school representative said, "A pencil is a weapon when it is pointed at someone in a threatening way and gun noises are made." Despite community outrage at this silly reaction by the school, school administrators continue to defend their actions. The father of the suspended boy is a Marine Corps veteran. He said his son is a good student and never had any discipline problems. His son told him, "Well, I was pretending to be a Marine and the other guy was being a bad guy." In other zero-tolerance nonsense, some educators around the country are being scared by plastic Hello Kitty bubble guns, Pop-Tarts bitten into something like the shape of a gun, and toy World War II soldiers on top of cupcakes. Some parents say that zero-tolerance policies enforced without common sense make a mockery of the real issue of school safety. Stripping little boys of their masculine tendency to engage in military play is harmful, not helpful. When school administrators take zero tolerance to these extremes, they become fear-mongering strangers to common sense, rather than responsible adults looking out for the safety of all students. And it's not just boys who are the victims of zero-tolerance silliness. In a California school, an 11-year-old girl was suspended for doing cartwheels and handstands during lunchtime.
Has your son or daughter expressed frustration with the liberal ideology and anti-Christian propaganda on their college campus? Encourage any students you know to join Phyllis Schlafly and other conservative leaders in Washington, D.C. on July 18 and 19 for the annual Eagle Forum Collegian Summit. The conference is free to students who register in advance at eagleforum.org. That's eagleforum.org. And join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack, for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
Our infrastructure is failing and our government is corrupt. We have some hard times ahead. If there was no way to get medical help, what would you do? How are you going to protect the safety of your family during a crisis when there are no doctors, hospitals, emergency services, or supplies? Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a nano-engineered silver unlike any other silver product on the market today. This technology has advanced antibacterial, antiviral, and antifungal properties. And more than 200 independent clinical studies and trials have shown that it's effective in over 500 different uses. Supernatural Silver can be stockpiled and stored for over 10 years. And in a collapse, it could be priceless. It can be used daily to fight off colds, flus, and other pathogens, and yet it's powerful enough to combat some of the most deadly diseases in the world today. Make sure your home is well stocked with Supernatural Silver. To order, go to supernaturalsilver.com. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code SILVER2013 for 20% off, and like us on Facebook.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with Hawthorne. Glucosamine chondroitin. Sea cucumber. Colloidal minerals. Superfam and Super Male Plex. Colon Enhancer. Our top-selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D. MSM Sulfur Capsules and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Now, he spent 4 years in the United States Air Force, 2 years in South America as an American missionary. He is a published author, former political consultant, an expert in history, economics, conspiracies, politics, philosophy, and religion. He has never missed a single question on an IQ test, making him the most intelligent patriot in America. Welcome to the Paul Drockton Radio Program.
You might also know that gold is up. Gold is at $1,401 per ounce, my friends. And if you take a look at where gold was at a short while ago, the low was about $1,250. So that's $151 increase off of $1,250. So we're talking some pretty nice percentages as far as rate of return. So $151 divided by 1250 gives us about 12% over the last 30 days. Now, silver's Paul Drockton Financial Report and my website, internettruth.org. And my friends, you know, they just keep playing games with silver and gold. Am I surprised? Not really. Are you surprised? No. What does it tell you? It tells you that the thing that has value is the one thing they don't want people to know has value. But yet, in spite of the manipulation, once again, we take a look at gold, and it's still $100 higher than it was a month ago. So it's still $100 higher than its low a month ago. You take a look at silver, and silver's still hanging in there, 25% higher than it was a month ago. So clearly the trend is what it is. And for those of you that are concerned about buying and waiting for the right time, well, now's the right time. That's the bottom line. So we take a look at what's going on in the financial markets right now, and we see that the stock market, the Dow is down 49 points. The S&P 500 is down 8 points. NASDAQ's down 9 points. U.S. Treasuries, the U.S. Treasuries are at 2.7%. So the interest rate on the 10-year note is at 2.7%. And there again, all signs pointing towards another major sell-off when it comes to the Treasury bonds. So when we take a look at some other things going on, the biggest news, of course, is the Federal Reserve which owns $3.39 trillion in debt. And that is in treasuries and mortgage-backed securities. So the way it works with mortgage-backed securities is that basically when a mortgage is sold to you, that same mortgage is then packaged with a bunch of other mortgages through Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. It's resold into the bond market. Some of these packages are pretty large, $10 million, $20 million, $100 million. And so the Federal Reserve has been basically dumping $40 billion per month into these mortgage-backed securities and reported $45 billion in U.S. Treasury securities per month. Same day that the Federal Reserve's Federal Open Market Committee announced last week that the Fed would continue to buy $40 billion in mortgage-backed securities and $45 billion in U.S. Treasury securities per month, the Fed also released its latest weekly accounting sheet indicating that it had already accumulated more treasuries and MBSs than the total value of the publicly held U.S. government debt amassed by all U.S. presidents from George Washington through Bill Clinton. Since the beginning of 2008, in fact, the Fed's ownership of treasury securities and MBSs has increased sevenfold. As of the close of business Thursday, the Fed said it owned approximately $2 trillion in U.S. Treasury securities and approximately $1.3 trillion in mortgage-backed securities for a combined total of about $3.3 trillion in Treasury securities and mortgage-backed securities. The U.S. Treasury divides the U.S. government debt into two parts, debt held by the public, which includes publicly traded Treasury securities such as Treasury bills, notes, and bonds, and intra-governmental debt, which is money the Treasury has borrowed out of the Social Security Trust Fund and other government trust funds and then used to pay current expenses. As of the opening of business back in November 23, 2001, according to the Daily Treasury Statement, the federal government's total debt held by the public was $3.3 trillion. The $3.3 trillion in U.S. Treasury debt held by the public as the morning of November 23, 2001, represented the total publicly held debt the federal government had accumulated until that date. So the bottom line is this, is that when you take a look at what's going on, we already talked about the $5.6 trillion in U.S. Treasuries owned by foreign governments. Obviously, I also explained to you about the $2 trillion being held by the Fed. And the reality is, when you take a look at these mortgage-backed securities, I mean, the Fed, does it have the stomach for any more of this stuff? Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac are chartered by Congress as government-sponsored enterprises to provide liquidity in the mortgage market and to promote home ownership for underserved groups and locations. The Congressional Research Service explained in a report published this August. They purchase mortgages, guarantee them, and package them in mortgage-backed securities, which they either keep as investments or sell to institutional investors. In addition to the GSE's guarantees, investors widely believe that MBSs are, and that's mortgage-backed securities, are implicitly guaranteed by the federal government. In 2008, the government-sponsored enterprises' financial condition had weakened, and there were concerns over their ability to meet their obligations on $1.2 trillion in bonds and $3.7 trillion in mortgage-backed securities that they had guaranteed. In response to the financial risks, the federal government took control of these GSEs, Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, in a process known as conservatorship, as a means to stabilize the mortgage credit market. The federal government first took control of Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac on Sunday, September 7, 2008. In its last weekly accounting sheet released before that on Thursday, September 4, 2008, the Fed said that it owned $479 billion in U.S. Treasury securities. And that sheet did not even include a line item for mortgage-backed securities, meaning they didn't own any. So if you go back to September 4th of 2008, the Federal Reserve, that privately owned corporation that owns our currency and charges us interest to use it, said that it owned $479 billion in U.S. Treasury securities and didn't report any ownership of mortgage-backed securities. The Fed's combined ownership of $3.3 trillion in Treasury securities and mortgage-backed securities is now more than seven times as great as the $479 billion in Treasury securities it owned 5 years ago, before the takeover of Fannie and Freddie. Of the 10 members of the Federal Open Market Committee who voted on whether the Fed should continue purchasing $40 billion in mortgage-backed securities each month and $45 billion in Treasury securities, only one voted no. So bottom line is that you take a look at who's buying the debt. Well, let's see. We know that foreign governments are decreasing their holdings. Federal Reserve, with its $3.3 trillion portfolio and its $85 billion in monthly purchases, has obviously reached its saturation point. And that's what it boils down to. That's why you have people making statements right back.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with the return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experience process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
John Stadtmiller here. Sometimes in life, you get lucky. Well, today is your lucky day. Our sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, have just announced their biggest savings yet on their one-month food supply by Linden Farms. This great one-month pack includes over 360 servings based on 2,000 calories per day. While supplies last, you'll get one free month of long-term emergency food entrees when you buy three. This is a massive savings of $600 on a four-month supply. Again, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is giving you buy 3 months, get an additional 1 month of food free. This is a great deal. Act fast. The site again is AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com or call them directly at 818-720-0759, 818-720-0759. Let them know John sent you. Do it today. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, veteran-owned and operated.
It's no secret that Big Brother is spying on your web activity. VPNForAll.com protects your internet from tyranny with military-grade encryption. VPNForAll keep no records of your browsing, so you leave no trace. VPNForAll are in Holland, free from the NSA and police state jurisdiction. Easy to sign up and use. It stops all data mining. Go to VPNForAll.com immediately and stay safe. That's VPN, the number 4, all.com.
Welcome back to the Paul Drockton Financial Report and my website, internettruth.org. And remember, my friends, you can get your gold, get your silver through me. And if you're wondering where we're heading with all this, well, let me just share this article with you. Greece plans foreclosures to meet bailout demands. Panagiotta says she's never seen such distress in her 25 years as a lawyer at the consumer advocacy organization she helped to set up in Athens. If you look outside, the people are in despair, she said of the line of visitors outside her office. In the rundown neighborhood of Isarchia, where most of her time is spent helping people with debts they can't pay for Greece's boom years, they can't survive. What they can pay is much smaller than what the banks are asking for. While the country's lenders are on firmer footing, purportedly. Of course they are, because they're the ones that control the money. After getting capital from Euro Area International Monetary Fund bailouts and also from the people of Greece when they stole their savings accounts, they still need to reduce the non-performing loans that have tripled to 29% of the total in 3 years and threaten their newfound solvency. One obstacle is a five-year ban on foreclosures that prevented thousands of Greeks from losing their homes after the economy went into freefall. The government is now considering a plan to ease the restrictions by the end of this year to satisfy its creditors' demands. Finance Minister Yanis Stamaris said last month that banks face serious problems if they're not allowed to repossess and auction homes of people who don't pay their mortgages. At the moment, even people who can afford to pay the mortgages do not, National Bank of Greece executives said. When the new law is passed and officially foreclosures are allowed over a certain benchmark, we will see the credit ethos return. Yeah, except it won't be taking place at the banks. Lifting the restrictions threatens to intensify the strain on Greek society, which is buckling under a six-year recession and unemployment of almost 28%, the highest in the 28-member European Union, and more than four times the rate in Germany. You know, I've talked about this before here in the United States. You know, the one thing I pointed out to you is that banks are not foreclosing on properties in this country. They're not taking them back. Because the minute a bank decides to foreclose on a property, the minute they take it back, the minute they send it to auction, they get market value for it. And normally that market value is going to be pennies on the dollar. And that will just destroy their asset ratio, their asset to debt ratio. See, the reason why they don't want to foreclose on homes in this country is because it keeps their balance, keeps the balance where they want it to be on their books. Imagine you live in California and you paid $1.3 million for your house back in 2001. That same house has lost about, what, 50% of its value, 60% of its value? Do you think a bank wants to take that house back and then have to liquidate it for even less against the liability of $1.3 million? What are they going to get back on it, a quarter? $300,000, $400,000? This is why foreclosures in this country, have been slow in coming to us. But as you can see with Greece, we're in the same scenario because here's our problem. We've got the private corporation known as the Federal Reserve holding, what, $1.3 trillion of mortgage-backed securities? And these guys are supposed to cut you and me slack? When have they done it in the past? Are they going to forgive that debt? Are they going to walk away from that debt? Or are they going to demand liquidation when the time comes? I mean, the only premise we have is history, my friends, and I take you back to the Great Depression, when foreclosures were just as common as field mice. Point being is that there is no mercy here, my friends. The only reason why they haven't foreclosed on homes up to this point is because it creates the illusion of solvency. That's it. And once these loans go into insolvency, then the gig is up, the financial system collapses, and our banking system is no more. It's literally that simple. Now, once again, I cite history. Go back to the Great Depression. The stock market collapse was 1929. The bank failures really didn't start hitting until the 30s. 31, 32, 33, it got really, really bad in 33. And the reality is that they played the game for 4 or 5 years to create the illusion of stability. But then the bank failures start coming in. Then the consolidation. Well, right now they're not worried about consolidation. They pretty much have gotten everything under the roof of their private corporation. So literally what they're dealing with is getting as much value as they can on this non-performing debt. And it's a mystery to us just how non-performing it really is. That's what it boils down to. So, with that said, we take a look at some of the things going on. And one of them, of course, the Citigroup, is to cut 1,000 in the mortgage business. They're literally laying off 1,000 mortgage brokers. and the fifth largest U.S. mortgage originator last year is cutting about 1,000 jobs on its home lending business. The job reductions will come in mortgage sales, underwriting fulfillment, and default roles, primarily in Las Vegas and Irving, Texas. So what's the first step? Well, the first step is basically for them to sit back and say, we're just not going to take any more debt. That's the first step. And that's where they're at right now. So that's why you have Citigroup laying off 1,000 people in its mortgage business, because they've gotten to the point now where they're no longer going to assume any more debt. So when they say we're no longer going to assume any more debt, that simply means that they're not going to take on any more mortgage risk than what they already have. So what does that mean for you? Well, if you're trying to borrow money, then they're going to make it more and more difficult. If you're looking to refinance, more and more difficult. And if you take a look at mortgage rates, they're starting to reflect this reality. I mean, the 30-year fixed, what is it up to right now? 4.75%? And remember, what we pointed out before is for every $100 billion of U.S. Treasury debt that foreign governments liquidate, you can expect interest rates in this country on the 10-year note to go up 1.2%, which has an immediate impact on the mortgage market. Now, that might not appear too dramatic, but if I could take you back to 2001, 2002, then you might remember that back then we were looking at half-point increments that destroyed the mortgage market. Interest rates didn't go up that much. They went up maybe 0.5% at a time, maybe 1.5% over the course of a year. And next thing you know, all of a sudden, all these loans are being foreclosed on. So it doesn't take a lot of interest rate hikes to destroy the economy. It just takes basically a lot of instability. So again, we find ourselves in the same situation. And as I said, you'll start seeing this more and more, Citigroup cutting 1,000 in the mortgage business. Citigroup, the fifth largest U.S. mortgage originator last year, is cutting about 1,000 jobs in its home lending business. What does that mean? It means they don't want any more of the liabilities. It means that they don't have anybody waiting to buy these mortgage-backed securities. It means that they can't resell your loan to somebody else. The job reductions will come in mortgage sales, underwriting, fulfillment, and default roles, primarily in Las Vegas and Irving, Texas. The New York-based company said today, Citigroup, led by Chief Executive Officer Michael Corbett, joins Wells Fargo and Bank of America in trimming home lending staff as the surge in borrowing costs slowed refinancing by more than 70% since September 2012. So what does that mean? That means that right now today, we're down to 30% of what it was a year ago. Phone lines are open, my friends. Feel free to call in, and we'll be right back. What's up, Mayor?
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steenblok has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steenblok and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steenblok is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Website, internettruth.org, and my friends, you know that basically it's going to get crazy. I mean, there's no other way I can even describe this. If you'd like to call into the program, the number is 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. So let me just recap this real quick. First of all, let's look at what's going on right here, what we just talked about. We just talked about the Fed's mortgage-backed security portfolio, $1.3 trillion, with its treasury portfolio. Now, the one thing we didn't talk about is we didn't talk about derivatives. And derivatives are nothing more than bets against all this debt. And they're not bets that this debt will be paid off. They're basically insurance policies. If the debt isn't paid off, then these derivatives contracts get paid. So you've heard the term credit default swap. Well, a credit default swap is nothing more than an insurance contract on a debt. So when we start looking at some of these packages of mortgage-backed securities, what really tanked the economy, what really destroyed a lot of the financial institutions wasn't the debt itself, it was the bets or the insurance policies guaranteeing that debt, or so-called financial derivatives, credit default swaps. Now, as I pointed out, right now the global economy has $2 quadrillion, that's $2,000 trillion in insurance policies on the various debt out there. We're talking about a global economy that might be $60 trillion. So when we start talking $2,000 trillion, that is just, it's, you and I can't even imagine that. So here's the thing. Who's guaranteeing all this bad debt? Who's basically guaranteeing payment on it? Well, it's pension plans. It's basically your pension plan, your insurance policy, your bank. Anywhere there's a pool of money, you're guaranteeing this debt. So not only does your retirement plan own this debt, but they also own the liability when the debt goes under, which is a guaranteed formula for failure. So this is what happened in 2008, is these derivatives contracts, and by the way, Warren Buffett referred to credit default swaps as weapons of mass financial destruction. So we start talking about credit default swaps, and we throw that into this mix right here. It's a recipe, guaranteed recipe, that there's not going to be anything left for you and I to worry about. And it's going to be a giant sucking sound, a giant vacuum cleaner that literally empties everybody's bank accounts, everybody's retirement plans, and everything else because of these, as Warren Buffett said, financial weapons of mass destruction. So 75% of them are credit default swaps. And that's on sovereign debt, that's on corporate debt, that's on mortgage debt, it's on credit card debt, it's on auto debt, student loans, everything that's out there. And as I said before, this is what brought down AIG, one of the largest financial institutions, insurance companies in the world, was guaranteeing or insuring this debt. So my only point is this, is that, you know, people ask me, is this thing going to come down with a domino effect? Is it going to be a process? Is it going to be a gradual process? I don't see how it could be. And the reason I don't see how it could be is because every time interest rates go up 1%, that's a guarantee that 10% of the debt that's out there is going to go into default, which is a guarantee that 10% of those derivatives contracts are going to come due. So what's 10% of $2,000 trillion? That's right, $200 trillion. So every time interest rates go up 1 percentage point, you can fully expect 10% of the debt to become non-serviceable. You can also expect that these derivatives contracts are going to start coming due, and before you know it, there isn't going to be anything left. So is it going to come down as a house of cards, or is it going to come down as demolition? You know, I don't see any other way this thing can come down. I just think it's going to be an overnight thing where people go to bed one night, everything's normal, they wake up the next morning, and all of a sudden everything's just been taken. It's gone. Wiped out. It doesn't take much, my friends. That's what I'm trying to point out to you. So the number, if you'd like to call in, is 800-313-9443. That's 1-800-313-9443. And I mean, I'm just looking at this, and I'm just shaking my head, and all of a sudden, you're starting to see more and more signs here. Like I said, Citigroup laying people off. Greece pushing foreclosures, which they weren't doing before. It gets crazier and crazier. Now, in other news, TD Bank, Toronto Dominion Bank, Canada's second biggest lender, will pay $52.5 million to settle U.S. regulatory claims related to accounts held by a Florida man who is serving a 50-year prison sentence for running a Ponzi scheme. TD Bank, the Toronto-based lender's U.S. unit, agreed to turn over $37.5 million to the Office Controller of the Currency and $15 million to the Securities and Exchange Commission to resolve complaints stemming from its ties to Scott Rothstein's fraud, according to statements from the two agencies today. Frank Spinoza, former regional vice president who was sued by the SEC, falsely represented to investors in 2009 that TD Bank had restricted the movement of funds and accounts held by Rothstein, whose fraud unraveled later that year. Financial institutions are key gatekeepers in the transactions and investments they facilitate and will be held to a high standard of accountability. And bottom line is this, my friends, is that this is called disgorgement. And when we talk about disgorgement, we're talking about basically forcing individuals to give up their gains, whatever they are. And if someone's going to defraud anybody, then where are they going to keep those gains? Are they going to keep it in their mattress? No, it's going to be in a bank account somewhere. So the ability to trace back where that came from, the ability to go back and figure out where that money was put, is critical to getting people their money back and to disgorgement. Now, there's so many other things that we can look at that have been fraudulent, that have taken down this economy. And this process really should be followed with every financial institution. I mean, if there's an individual involved in fraud, then they should disgorge things that they took. Just that simple. This isn't rocket science. And if you can identify those assets should be frozen by a judge, and then those assets should be returned to the investors. I mean, this is, again, it's not rocket science.
Okay.
So the fact that that actually took place with TD Bank, it's a warm fuzzy. What else can I say? TD Bank, which Rothstein used to launder the proceeds of his fraud, got an order barring lawsuits after agreeing to settle with the bankruptcy trustee for as much as $72 million and with a group of investors for $54 million. The bank has paid more than $600 million in restitution to investors harmed by the fraud. Mr. Spinoza did not know about the fraudulent conduct. He is now being vilified for discharging his duties as a banker and for various deficiencies within TD Bank's internal administration and compliance functions. Yeah. So look, this isn't rocket science. This isn't hard to do. If there's massive amounts of money changing hands, then it's pretty clear you know where that money's going. Once again, phone lines are open. Number is 800-313-9443 if you'd like to call in. 1-800-313-9443. And we've got Paul from New Jersey. Paul, you're on the air.
I actually heard you this morning, and you were getting badgered by callers from last Friday's show about, you know, basically that Jews are going to be getting the position again as Federal Reserve Chairman. And I was wondering why you would be averse to just dealing with the facts of a disproportionate amount of Jews in that position. I mean, this isn't the mid-ages where, you know, basically Christian Europe would delegate money handling to Jews. This is the modern era. And is it just that Jews are vastly superior Federal Reserve chairmen, or they don't trust Gentiles in those positions?
Okay, Paul. I actually let you talk. And the reason I'm letting you talk is because I try to put this issue to bed a gazillion times. You know, there's people in this world that basically have not spent any time whatsoever dealing with the facts when it comes to conspiracies. There's people like me who have basically spent the last 40 years fighting them. That's the difference. So my point is that, you know, the funny thing about shadows, as soon as you figure out what shadow belongs to whom, there's just another shadow that's got the strings that they're pulling on that shadow. It becomes very confusing. Now, let me just explain this to you, and I want to explain this to everybody. You know, I need to go through some of the experiences I've been through so you understand where I stand. It has nothing to do with supporting anybody. Corruption's corruption. I just don't believe that you can blame 98% of the people for 2% of their leadership. Any more you can blame you or me for the choices of Obama or the choices of Bill Clinton or George Bush. I mean, these people are psychopaths. I didn't put them in power. I opposed them. You don't put them in power. You oppose them. So my point is, let's not confuse psychopaths with sheep, okay? That's all I'm trying to say. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. Paul, you can stay on if you want. We'll be right back.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone. Frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. WhatLiesInYourDebt.com has solutions. WhatLiesInYourDebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few $1,000s during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, We will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Are you prepared? Are you ready? You should be. CampingSurvival.com is your source for camping supplies, survival gear, and survival food. Whether you are an emergency preparedness-minded individual interested in MRE, a hardcore hiker in need of paracord, a water filter system and fire piston, or you just need a basic first aid kit or emergency kit for the family, CampingSurvival.com is the right place. Call CampingSurvival.com today, toll free at 800-537-1339. CampingSurvival.com. It's not about the end of the world. It's not about surviving a hypothetical plane crash. It's about the satisfaction you get knowing you can take care of yourself and or your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. Visit CampingSurvival.com now and receive 5% off any purchase with the code FREEDOM. CampingSurvival.com.
It's no secret that Big Brother is spying on your web activity. VPNForAll.com protects your internet from tyranny with military-grade encryption. VPN for All keep no records of your browsing, so you leave no trace. VPN for All are in Holland, free from the NSA and police state jurisdiction. Easy to sign up and use. It stops all data mining. Go to VPNForAll.com immediately and stay safe. That's VPN, the number 4, all.com.
Welcome back. This is Paul Drockton, Financial Report, and my website, internettruth.org. And, Paul, are you still with me? No, I guess not.
All right. No, I'm here. It's I wanted to make one or two more points.
Okay, but before you go, I'm going to ask you a question, all right? I'll let you talk. I'm going to ask you a question. Was Al Capone Jewish?
Some say he might have been, but I would assume maybe not. I'd say no.
How about Pope Francis, the current leader of the Catholic Church? Is he Jewish?
I would assume probably not. No.
Okay, well, let's say he is or isn't. Doesn't matter to me, because the guy is going along with the same agenda that the people that run the Federal Reserve Bank do. He came out and basically said that the Catholic Church needs to stop talking about homosexuality and needs to stop focusing on abortion. So
well,
basically, he's basically acquiesced and said
some fruits and vegetables are easier than others to get kids to eat.
Very strange. Is that me or you?
It's not me.
Shape, it changes everything.
Oh, we're being hacked.
Parents have everything to do.
Very weird.
With what they will and won't eat. So
it is smart.
So anyway,
well, we're being hacked right now, my friend. Which means that this conversation, someone doesn't want us to have. But go ahead, let's talk over it, okay?
All right. My basic point is, why should, first of all, one position that's, you gotta admit, Federal Reserve Chairman is probably the most important position in the, government, even though some say it's a private bank. And so, since it sets and basically rules over the economy, I think it's dangerous to let a highly ethnocentric religion...
Whoa.
What?
Okay, Paul, hold on one second. Yep. You make a point, I make a point. All right, he's the highest visible position. He's the highest position we know about. Do you know that if you're running a secret organization that was bent on world domination and destruction of 90% of mankind, would you let the average person know your leadership? You think they're going to find out who those leaders really are?
But that's the problem with secret societies. It's a secret. But the Federal Reserve chairman, we do know, is a very important position, and that they set interest rates. And if they're highly ethnocentric individuals, and if they are very religious, and let's say they partake in religious ceremonies like the Kol Nidre.
Well, let's say this.
So let's say this.
They're not religious. They're not religious. They're Satanists.
So they say.
I can tell you. I can tell you for a fact that those people are Satanists.
I can tell you from reading Kevin McDonald's Culture of Critique about Jewish group behavior that they're highly ethnocentric, and part of their supremacy is race supremacy.
So are Mormons, Paul. This is what I'm trying to explain to you. Mormons are ethnocentric.
So
are individuals that live in Texas. They're ethnocentric.
Okay,
go to Texas and criticize the state of Texas.
All right, then let's have a Mormon run the Federal Reserve for a change instead of just an ethnic minority that's only 3% of the population.
I'm telling you I want Jewish psychopaths in charge. I don't want Jewish psychopaths in charge anymore, and I want Mormon psychopaths in charge.
Right. However, isn't it time for maybe to give a Mormon a chance at that position? Or maybe an Italian like myself? Okay.
But I'm going to tell you something. The Mormons have the same problems as the Catholics, the Jews, and everybody else in this world. Their leadership is just as corrupt. They're just as plugged into the agenda. They're just as determined to rob, plunder, and steal as any other organization.
See the Italians pushing for world war in the Middle East to protect their little ethno-state called Israel. It's the Jews pushing for this.
You think the average person that lives in Israel wants war?
Yes, they voted for Netanyahu, and they actually, polls just came out and said that average Israelis want America to fight Syria and Iran for Israel. That's right.
Well, that doesn't surprise me, but you didn't answer my question. Here's the question I asked. Do you think they want war? Do you think the average Jewish...
Yes,
Hold on a second. You think the average Jewish mother is sitting there and saying to her husband, boy, I hope my kid can go fight a war.
No, I hope the Gentile will go fight for us against the Iranians, and that's what they're working for.
You know, I'm going to tell you something. That poll, I don't know who took it or who took it, but I know people.
The
average person doesn't give a crud about Iran, and the average person doesn't give a crud about Syria. The average person cares about going to work, doing their job, coming home, watching TV, sitting by the television set. Maybe the average person drinks a beer or two. The average person maybe goes to bed once in a while has sex, or more frequently. That's what the average person thinks about. They're no different than we are when it comes to
the
average
person. The Jews are highly ethnocentric, and they have strong affinity toward the state of Israel.
They don't sit around all day long. So what you're telling me is they sit around all day long and they talk about world domination. They talk about taking over the finance institutions. The average Jewish person actually cares about that.
It says it in their Talmud. It actually says it in their Talmud.
The Talmud is not accepted by the average Jewish person. The average Jewish person
rejects the Talmud. However, it wasn't
the Kabbalah
that founded the state of Israel.
That's the occult Jewish people that believe those things, not the average person. What I'm trying to convey to you and to everybody else that feels the way you do is you're taking a whole group of people and you're lumping them all together. And my philosophy is very simple. I know who the enemy is. It's the 1%, not the 99%, not the 98%. There's just as many psychopaths running every other country in this world besides Israel. Because guess what? If there weren't psychopaths in charge in this country, we would never have had 9/11.
Is Mossad Israeli agents also.
But Mossad, CIA, MKUltra, or whatever else you want to, I'm sorry, the MI6, whoever you want to talk about, they work for the central banks, which works for the conspiracy.
And that would be the Rothschild family and ruled by Jews again, because they have a head start in economic dominance over Gentiles, and they've kept it.
Let me give you a little history lesson here, all right, Paul? I'm going to give you a little history lesson, And this is the history lesson. If you go back and you study the history of the Knights Templar, all right? The Knights Templar, their organization, basically at the very top, they follow Plato's Republic. At the top of Plato's Republic, there's three groups of people. The lowest of the three are the bankers and the merchants. Above that is the military ruling class, and above that is the philosopher kings. The Knights Templar were the ones that subverted Europe when they were driven underground. They were also the first bankers of Europe. Now, whether or not they were Jewish, I don't know. But I can tell you this. The third level was the only level that you and I ever knew about. The second level, the military leadership, we didn't know about them. And we sure as heck didn't know about the philosopher kings that are behind the whole game, that are sitting there making their plans. You and I don't know those people. You're never going to know those people.
But they may not exist, so we'll fight the enemies we know, which aren't the bankers. And the bankers are overwhelmingly, disproportionately Jewish and ethnocentric and only hiring other Jews. And as a Gentile left out of this game and not put in
those positions, I'm a
dirty Gentile.
Have you ever been hired by a Jewish person? Yes or no?
I worked with a Jewish fellow.
Okay, I've been hired by a Jewish guy, and I'm a Mormon. I mean, this is what I'm trying to convey to you. Yeah, we know those people are nuts. We know they're Satanists. We know they're psychopaths. I'm talking about the average guy on the street. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, but my point is, if you go by gold, you ever hear the book Hitler's Willing Executioners? I go by the argument that when the national group of people, like blacks, voted for Obama at 96% of the population, they own it. If Jews are constantly being ethnocentric and running the Federal Reserve, and other Jews don't complain about it publicly, they're all quiet.
Fine. What about the white people? What about the white people? What about the white people didn't complain about George Bush? What about the white people didn't complain about Dick Cheney or Bill Clinton? What about
they didn't vote for him?
This is the problem I'm having with your argument, is that you're not applying it to every group. You're just saying to yourself, these people over there are the problem.
They're the dominant ethnic group. Jews dominate this country. They run the Federal Reserve. And you seem to like it.
Those people were put in place by other individuals that you and I are never going to know about. And
no, they took it.
Trust me when I tell you, they're Luciferians. They're not Jewish.
No, they're Jewish, and they took it through
Luciferians.
Ethnic identity and through intimidation tactics. And as an ethnic group,
how many people have you interviewed over the last 10 years that were part of their organization? I've interviewed hundreds of them. And let me tell you what they believe in. At the very top level, they're Luciferians. They're not Jewish. They believe in Lucifer. The second level, they're Satanists. The military-industrial complex is run by satanic psychopaths. The merchant class, the Jewish people, the people that you talk about, those people don't believe in anything. They're materialists.
No,
so you got three different belief systems in there, my friend. They're not all glumped together. That's what I'm trying to convey to you.
I'm agreeing with part of that aspect, but my point is...
It doesn't matter whether you agree with it. It's true. I don't care if
you're a Mormon. But if you're a Mormon, you wouldn't want a Mormon in the Federal Reserve chairman?
No.
You don't want a Mormon there?
Nope, I don't. And I'll tell you why.
Personally, I'll tell you this. I would like myself as Federal Reserve chairman. And I think I would do a better job than Janet Yellen will.
That's fine. It doesn't matter who's in that position, because that person will do what they're told to do by the people that run them.
It isn't about
who sits in that chair that you know about. It's the one that sits in the chair that you don't know about that's the threat. That's what I'm trying to convey to you.
Yeah, well, I don't believe that. I think the person who's in the position is the leader, and I don't believe in hidden forces.
Then you don't believe that the conspiracy really knows how to keep their secrets too well. Because
they're
leaving right out there for you and me to see.
I believe Ben Bernanke is responsible for interest rates and no one else.
Well, your life is very, very simple, because you're very, very simple in your belief system. All I'm going to try to tell you right now is that if you start basing your identity on religious preference or race, then you've already lost the battle. Right back tomorrow, friends. Next conversation. With finance.